Blog Talk Radio.
Who is January Jones? She is not a young, beautiful, talented actress on Mad Men. She is not an older, gorgeous, exotic dancer from the Johnny Carson Show. She is an author, and she wrote Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th Commandment, that reached number one at Amazon.com. She is a reality TV golf personality with World High Stakes Golf televised on HDNet. She is a humorist and winologist expert. She is your featured host today on January Jones Sharing Success Stories. So sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and listen to Ms. Jones with her eclectic roster of guests as you learn life's lessons. These stories plus sharing equals success. Welcome, and remember, beware, because you are entering the no-whining world of January Jones.
Now, for my listeners today, let me ask you a question. Have you ever considered divorce or maybe murder? That happens a lot of times, too. Tell me, can you imagine what it would be like to become a part of the enjoyment revolution? That sounds like fun, doesn't it? Have you ever wanted to know why your business is struggling, why you are struggling? Now, would you like to learn what happens when you let go of all of your regrets? Tell me, have you ever heard of a book called Me Time Without the Guilt? I love that title. Now, would you like to meet someone who has some of the answers that we're looking for today? Now, are you ready to learn how to be successful and how to live a guilt-free life? If you can answer yes, or maybe to any of these questions, then you are in the right place. And I would like to welcome you to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Today I'll be introducing you to my guest. She is an author, success coach, and she will provide us with information, inspiration, and some really, really great advice about living your life without regret. I'm pleased to announce that this show is now live on Talk for Media and syndicated on six networks with over 4.5 million listeners to date. We are archived 24/7 for your listening pleasure. So now it's time for you to sit back and relax as you enter the no-wine zone. Pour yourself a glass of wine, get some cheese and crackers, and enjoy our show. Now let me tell you a little bit about our guest today. Our guest is a relationship designer, but not your typical love guru, matchmaker, or fix your relationship expert. Instead, her first focus is helping you to get in touch with who you really are and what you truly want in life so that you can actualize and experience your full potential. It's my pleasure to welcome to the show today, Janine Riant. Hi, Janine. How are you doing today?
Hello, January. I'm awesome. I'm in Costa Rica, and I just picked up my mother visiting from Canada, so hey, I'm good.
Oh, my gosh. This is Costa Rica. This is, oh, I'm very excited. I've been there. I love it there. Do you go there often?
We have been here for 2.5 years and love it.
Yeah, and you're living there. What is life like in Costa Rica?
It's peaceful. It's out of the rat race. And that was so what we were looking for. And it's been a place, I mean, we've added a third language to our vocabulary, mm-hmm. brought my two teenage girls with my husband, and just enjoying that pura vida life that they like to call it here, that life of peace. And
okay.
It really, truly is.
Okay, now what's it like to take teenagers and transport them from our country to Costa Rica? How did that go? Did it go well?
Well, You mentioned murder or divorce?
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
but it actually ended up really well. They love okay. it. They enjoy it. They've learned to be in a better space. And so that uh-huh. was important for us. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about the language? Did they have to go to school, or how did you deal with
yep.
the language situation?
Yeah, we had English and French coming in, and they went right to public school, and now they are trilingual. They speak slang and joke with the local Ticos, and we're still lagging behind, me and my husband, but we definitely can have our conversations. And so they've really, I mean, that age, 14, and they're now 14 and 16, just they really picked up, and so it's awesome to watch them go.
Yeah. Well, you know, I have so many friends from my past life that were military families, and their children actually were all over the world. And it was an amazing thing to watch how well adjusted they were, how adaptable they were, and how their lives were so successful. So I think sometimes it's a good thing to expose teenagers and your family to new experiences. Don't you agree?
Totally. If anybody who has the chance to do it, and I meet a lot of people who say, oh, you're so lucky, you have the courage, and how do you just jump. And if you have the possibility of doing something like this, I highly recommend it. Because even in all the ups and down moments and the experiences, there's always something to gain and take away from. And so I hope my girls take my lead and my husband's lead and do the same with their kids, because it really creates their youth and their values.
Oh, and it makes for a fabulous memoir. They'll have so much to write about. Now, before we go on, let's share a little bit about, Janine, about your success story, where you were born, how you were raised. Were you in one place or did your family travel? Tell us your story.
Well, I was born in Nova Scotia in a small French Acadian village, and so surrounded by English, and so again, learning both languages very easily. And I got to travel because I was in a dance troupe very young, but traveling like 2 weeks here, then coming back home. And my parents were very open to going places for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks in Canada, just a few places in the States, but not the world travelers, not to Europe, not, well, I mean, States and Canada is world, but not to Europe and across seas and to the South America, Central America. So I did get the bug just from the many travels that we did. And I wanted to get out. I wanted to get out of the small village. Now I'm in an even smaller one, but at the time, I did want to get out. I did want to go see. And so university pushed me. I couldn't wait to leave the door. I was always glad to come back, but I wanted that feel. And then when I was 18, my first summer at university, I went to Corsica in France and worked there for 4 months and then came back to university. So I was never the one to buy a car and, you know, hang around. I was the one to waste my money on travel. And I met my husband who came from overseas, and then he had the travel bug. And it was cool. And I became a teacher. I became a principal. And all of a sudden, one day, I didn't want to be that anymore.
Okay. Now, how did that go? Did you just wake up one day and say, uh-oh, we need to get our suitcases and hit the road?
No, I think it was much deeper. It was 2006, and I'll remember that year for quite a bit. We had gone to Montreal a few years back, and then I came back to Nova Scotia and became principal. And he opened up an organic French bakery. And so he was working nights, I was working days, he was working weekends, I was off weekends, he was very busy summer, I was off summer. Get the divorce pattern?
Oh, yeah. It sounds, well, as I said earlier, it's either divorce or murder.
So that, while all of that was happening, I had always told myself, I had become a teacher and a principal and was in it for 10 years, but I had always told myself from the beginning, I will not stay for a pension. And if the day that I don't like it, that I don't want, that it's not really feeding me, I'm not staying. And it's funny how when chaos hits, chaos kind of hits big time if it feels like it. And so there was kind of the me and my husband living two separate worlds without really realizing it, having two very small children, ages 4 and 2 or 3 and 5. And then me getting up in the morning in September, October, and going, yeah, it doesn't feel right. I don't feel like going anymore. And then that's when the chaos hit, that Christmas, that New Year's, when my husband turned to me and said, I think I don't love you anymore.
Ooh.
And I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
So that was when the whirlwind started. So I don't know if you want me to go into that right now.
Well, I'm fascinated because who listening? I've been married 45 years, and who listening to us has not had chaos in their marriage, in their life? I mean, who has not looked at each other and said, "Oh my God, what are we doing? Why are we together?" And everyone, I think, goes through that. So I think it's really amazing that you're able to share that. So how did you, Christmas 2006, how did you work your way out of the chaos?
It was actually, it was at the New Year's Eve, or New Year's Day, next day. And it's funny because he told me when we were sleeping and I just turned, and there was no yelling, there was no stamping of the feet, because it was coming, even though we didn't want to talk about it. And I think a lot of couples move through that. You don't want to talk about it because you feel the energy shifting. I felt my big ball of energy in my belly just constantly popping up and going, and why am I settling and why am I here? Exactly what you just said, feeling angry. And then, you know, the dinner parties that we used to have, we didn't want to have them anymore. We didn't want to have people over at our house. It was just kind of like, blah.
Yeah.
And it's funny how I love the universe, and the universe worked its magic, because the day he told me, within the next couple of days, I said, well, I need space. Something's going to give, so maybe you should leave the house.
Okay.
And then when he went to take the truck, it didn't start.
Okay, and from the universe. I love it.
And then he went to the garage, and the gentleman said, it'll be a week before the part gets in. And I'm like, oh, really? And I'm like, okay, you sleep down in the bottom of the house. I'll sleep, and we'll figure it out. And then within that week, we had so much discussion we had never had.
Oh.
And that would just come out. It would come out in tears. It would come out in anger. It would come out in whys. It would come out in how did we get where we got. Uh-huh. And then all of a sudden, all those moments of, you know, trying to piece it together, I went to one of my allies, which was a massage therapist, and I called him up. I said, oh, my God, I don't need a massage. I just need you to talk.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And I got there, and he opened my eyes, and he said, you know what? He said, the one thing you need to do is stop being a victim. And he said, the second thing is that there's no ultimatum, but if your door is open, let him know. Oh. And it was just like, he said it at the right time, in the right vibe, in the right way. And I just went, okay. So there is still something in the bottom of my belly telling me there's a possibility. I had no idea how or where or why or how it's going to happen. And I just told him, you know, my door is open, but don't come for me and don't come for the kids. Come because you want to come. Because if not, we're hitting that same wall in 3 years or in 5 years whenever it hits again. And he just kind of had his moments on his own. And within 2 weeks, he just came back full force. And we had the real truth deep down discussion. And the me not being the victim was owning my part in where we had gotten to, because it was easy to blame. But when I got to the point where, you know, it takes two to tango, and I'm a part of it. And once I was able to look at me being a part of it and us having that real deep connection, communication talk where all the truths came out, even though they weren't, you know, deep wounding truths, it was just things that were being held back and not spoken about.
Yeah.
And then it was that turnaround. It was simply that turnaround to then start working towards what we wanted. And my motto was, you know what? I'm open. My door's open, but I'm not going back to that. We have to move towards this. Mm-hmm. And we kind of started there.
I love it, because I love your message is to our listeners. If you are in a situation where you're not feeling that happy about your life or your marriage, you need to stop being the victim and you need to open the door. You know, I remember many years ago, I went on a marriage retreat, and it was an amazing experience because everyone had to take time out, get away from all the craziness of the world and actually look at each other and talk to each other. It's an inspiring story that you're sharing with us. And Right now, we're going to hear from some inspiring sponsors, and we'll be right back with Janine.
Joining January Jones as her co-host on the show is Miles Miller, the Great Success Creator. Miles is a two-time best-selling author with books entitled Against the Grain and Successonomics. He continues to transform 100,000 people all over the world through his speaking and training. His uplifting and essential messages like Bulletproof, Time Machine, and Strength in Numbers are impacting every audience he meets. Together with January Jones, they'll explore how to be successful and what steps you can take to achieve the success you want. Visit successhq.net, leadup.biz, and learningbreaks.com. With over 30 years as a registered nurse with empathic ability, Carolyn Green, a.k.a. The Energy Nurse, is bridging the gap between traditional and alternative medicine. Certified in the areas of energy medicine, life coaching, and as a medical intuitive, she brings to each client an integrative approach to body, mind, and spirit. Her book, found on Balboa Press and Amazon, Getting to Know You, Guided Pearls of Wisdom for a More Soulful Existence, is a channel journey for clearing the mind clutter to bring about healthier thought patterns. As a motivational speaker, Carolyn brings new light to old issues and is engaging, interactive, and enlightening. With her newly launched The Energy Nurse jewelry line, she brings to you stones and crystals that are not only beautiful to wear, but balancing and healing as well. To contact or learn more about Carolyn, go to www.theenergynurse.com. Lately, there's a whining epidemic in our world. People are even whining about whining. Are you sick and tired of listening to everyone whining all the time? So was January Jones, the author of Thou Shall Not Whine, the 11th commandment that reached number one at Amazon.com. Ms. Jones based her book on a survey of the top 10 things that people whine about at all ages and all stages of life. January is a success coach that can tell you how to help others. When you buy Thou Shalt Not Whine, the 11th commandment, you'll find out what people whine about and how to stop them from whining. This is the perfect gift book to give or get for any occasion. Thou Shall Not Whine was voted the best gift to be given anonymously for those special people in your life. Ms. Jones is an internationally known author in the style of Irma Bombeck, specializing in housewife humor, with her book being published in Korea and China. You can find Thou Shall Not Whine at Amazon.com.
Welcome back to the No Whine Zone. I'm visiting with my guest, Janine Riant, who is Skyping in from Costa Rica today. She is also an enjoyment revolutionist with her partner, Chris McLeod, where they are looking to change the paradigm or worldwide view that life is supposed to be hard. They want to help you create a life that is defined by you, guided by your uniqueness and your own joy, which is connected to your inner resources, empowered in your emotions, and strengthened in your wholeness. It is where a community of people meet in creating a new paradigm, connected and supported, that is there to uplift you. What a wonderful mission you are on, and your book is Me Time Without the Guilt. I know that this is a fascinating story that you're sharing. So you and your husband had this little meeting of the mind, so to speak, and within 2 weeks, you got it all put together again, huh? How did that go?
Well, it was the start of it, definitely. And I really truly believe, because when I speak to people, I tell them, you have to tell the truth. You have to lay it all out. You have to hang it all out, both people. And if both people want it, there's room to grow. And I was just going to say, before you went on the break or for the sponsors, that you mentioned the marriage retreat. We did our own. We left the country, just me and him, left cell phones behind after those 2 weeks, probably I'd say 4 weeks afterwards. And I was principal at that moment, and I had an amazing staff, and they hauled me in one day before we left the country, and they said, you know what? You've always taken care of us. Now it's time for us to take care of you. And they saw right through me that I was struggling, that I had never mentioned anything about what was going on. I was trying to hold it all together. And they just called me in and said, they had it all figured out. They said, I'm going to be the principal while you're doing that. Da, 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 da. And I said, you need to take time off. And I needed to take time off. I was going to lose it. I just didn't want again.
So how long were you gone for?
We left for 3 weeks.
Left
for 3 weeks. We went to Spain. I dropped my kids off at my mom's house.
I love it.
And it was just, and it was like you said, it was looking at each other in the face and saying, is there something still there? Is it there? And it was. And it was beautiful. But it's taking that time. It's taking that time. And for me, it was taking time for me. Once we got back, it had to be about me. It so had to be about me. And I remember telling that to some people and hearing the judgment in their voices and, oh, that's so selfish and how can you do that? And for 6 months, I cannot tell you what I did with my children. With, you know, they fed them and I brought them where they needed to go. But the love and the joy and the compassion, it had to go for me. And because I took the time for me without the guilt, without falling into that judgment pattern, without having the support of the people that I knew I could support, that would support that decision, it made the difference in my, like it just changed my whole world. And I made the decisions that I needed to make. I finished my last year teaching solid. I knew it was my last. I left it with no regrets. And I became a better mom. I became a better wife. I became a better worker, a better person, a better me. And if I truly, truly, truly believe to this day that if I would not have taken that time for me, I would not be where I am today. I just believe
it. What a powerful message. And the reality is that until you can become the ultimate you, you have basically nothing to really give to other people. Because unless you are where you need to be, the whole thing is pointless. Don't you agree?
Yeah. Totally agree. And even if you'll always be learning and you'll always be improving and being, I'm always amazed. Every time there's a new thing or a new feeling or a new vibe, I'm like, wow, that's, I love life. I didn't used to love life like I love life. I laugh from the belly now. I laugh and it's genuine. I enjoy life. And I even see through the chaos that we went through that it was, you know, there was positives because our communication skills, oh my God, went tenfold, a hundredfold. And we know now that my motto now is if it doesn't make me happy, I don't do it. Yeah, sometimes there's stuff that happens, but I don't stay in that space. I move through it, and then I move on to being happy. And it's my choice.
Okay, it's your choice. Now let's talk a little bit, let's flip the coin here. What's it like for your husband? Is he as happy as you are?
Yeah, but... when I first discovered me, and was going into that me world, you know, every energetic workshop, every something that could make me go figure out something more about me, I would come back and I would be like, oh my God, do you realize this is happening? And then this, you can do this with your body, and you can create this, and probably 6 months within all of me coming home to from these things and talking to people and uplifting conversations and regurgitating on him, I realized that I wasn't doing him a favor. And I realized that many people weren't ready to hear what I was able to hear at that time. And so me just going up to someone and being all excited about what I thought was amazing and getting the look from the person in front of me, I realized within those 6 months, okay, so not everybody's ready or willing to hear it. And that's okay. And it took my husband probably a year. One day when I heard him on the deck talking to his friend saying, well, Shannon can explain to you what she does because I'm not. And that's when I knew he had assimilated where my route was going, where my path was going, and that I wasn't just a crazy chick doing some weird funky stuff.
So he gave you the acknowledgement that what you're doing was really important and amazing. It's an interesting phenomena because, like, you, I have found my passion with the radio show, and it's been interesting to see how my husband has assimilated it. Sometimes it's difficult when you're living with a very, very passionate person. Don't you agree? Mm-hmm.
Very much so. And we found each our passions. They don't necessarily coincide, but it's good. But it's that independence, and for me and my couple, that's important. That independence of this is what I love, and that's what you love. And if we can give each other space to both do what we love, mm-hmm. we're so compatible. Even though there's no and it's not no compatibility, but you know what I mean. There's that independence with that coherence, with that togetherness. And I think in a couple relationship, that I mean, those are my learnings, that when you try and make the other person do what you love, or you try and be what the other person wants you to be, it doesn't work.
Yeah,
it's not fun.
I call it the fake factor.
Yeah.
And sometimes when the fake factor is there, it's things go downhill pretty darn fast. How long have you been married, Janine?
We've been together for 24 years, married since 97.
Okay. Wonderful. Congratulations. Yeah. I love hearing that. I also love hearing from our sponsors, and we're going to do that right now. When we come back with Janine, we're going to talk about her website and how you can connect with her. We'll be right back.
January's co-host, Connie Cockrell, the author of Mystery at the Fair, has been writing since 2011 after a challenge from her daughter. An eclectic writer, she's written mysteries, sci-fi, fantasy, and even a thriller. She has been included in 4 different anthologies and published on the e-zine Everyday Fiction. Connie continues to write and entertain with whatever comes into her head. You can find her books on most ebook retail sites. Paperback editions are also available. Be sure to visit her at www.conniesrandomthoughts.com, on Facebook, and on Twitter at Connie Cockrell. The new book, God Reconsidered, Searching for the Truth in the Battle Between Atheism and Religion, by Scott Smith, explains why both militant atheists and believers in traditional religions ignore inconvenient truths. Scott argues in favor of the insights of Gnostic Christianity. Check out www.godreconsidered.com to read a sample chapter. That's godreconsidered.com.
Have you ever met someone who was unforgettable? Someone who has touched your heart and soul? People who have faced difficult problems? People who have fearlessly shared their stories, their struggles, and their successes? People who have priceless personalities? In my new book, Priceless Personalities, Success Stories Shared by January Jones, I am honored to be able to share with you people dealing with problems such as incest, molestation, child abuse, drug abuse, polygamy, unemployment, scandal, starting over, self-esteem, and workplace issues. My guests have all been exciting, eclectic, and energizing. They will amaze, amuse, and even astonish you. You will adore getting to meet them at Amazon.com. My book is now available, 2-for-1, paperback and Kindle editions.
Also, Priceless Personalities is available at audiblebooks.com. Today, I have a very, very priceless personality visiting with us, Janine Riant. She is the author of Me, Time Without the Guilt. It's an ebook. Now, Janine, share with my listeners your website and how they can contact you and how they can learn more about the enjoyment revolution.
Mm-hmm. Well, me and my partner Chris, we love the enjoyment revolution, and it came upon both of us moving through transformation. And we connected, and both our stories lasted about 8 years when we kind of went, what's going on? What the hell is happening in our lives to where we are now? And it became very, very, very exciting to us to realize that we can bring all of what we've learned, which is much, 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 many, 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 a lot, 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 of what we've learned, and bring a place in this world over what is happening right now, which is crazy out there, a safe space where people can come and live their enjoyment revolution daily. And that is different for everyone, but we want to create a space that is a membership site where people can come, and we'll be creating online real-time content that you won't find in the mainstream, giving you tools and tips and processes. We'll be giving, bringing interviews and having people come and share with us. Maybe you'll be coming to share with us, huh?
that's right up my alley. I would love to. And you know how I actually came across you was when you did the promotion at Christmas with Jill Borsas, and there were, what, I think there were 10 or 12 of you. You offered these wonderful free gifts for Christmas, and this was information that you put out, and I was so intrigued with the part that all of you gals got together and put that together, and I hope it went really well, because I loved promoting it.
Yeah, no, it did. It went really well. And good. So all those little things and all those tools and tips, we want to bring it together. And we want people to realize and to know that life doesn't have to be hard. And if you think it's hard, if you've been programmed that it's hard, if society bombards you with the fact that it has to be hard, it doesn't. It's your choice. And in the space that we're going to create, we want to help you move through that. We want to bring all of the information that you need to help you push through that space and change the way you do life, because that's what we've done with our lives. And we want to expedite it. Instead of taking 8, 10, 20 years, do it now and have the support, the full-on support that you can gain while doing that, while moving through things, while changing, shifting, using a different perspective. And so that's what we want to do. And we know the world out there is crazy. It's crazy and chaotic, but we don't want to dwell on that. And when it's not that we're pushing it away, it's that we want to show a different way. There's a different way. And if more and more people use the different way to live a happy life and to go within and do the inner work and do what's needed for them to move ahead, we'll, bit by bit, we'll be part of the ripple effect. We'll be part of that change. And that's what me and Chris want to bring. And so it's going to be powerful, and it's a big conscious shift. And we've been working on this for quite a while, and we want to offer it to your guests and to anybody who wants to come on board. And it's the Enjoyment Revolution. And it's going to be powerful. We're on a mission, and it's going to be a wild, fun, funky ride, because fun and laughter have to be a part of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Enjoyment Revolution without fun and laughter.
And no whining, lots of fun, lots
no
of laughter.
Whining.
And you created a term, it's called fundamental focusing. Elaborate on that a little bit, Janine. Fundamental focusing.
Yeah, that was me. And that was when I went through my chaos, started learning about me. I discovered this 2-year training that was whole body focusing. And that for me was a training that gelled all of the Reiki that I know, the tools and tips that I was learning. And whole body focusing is really going within and listening to your body. And it's technique, and it's a beautiful way to let go and release. And so that gelled everything for me. And this is what I've been bringing to the world when I work with them privately, in bits and pieces, when I do a bit of group work. But I haven't really fully expressed myself in the world with it globally. And so from that fundamental focusing, doing different things and working with different people and meeting Chris in another organization through fundamental focusing, because it was my business name and still is, we just said, you know what? Let's go bigger. Let's go, wow, let's go. And all of a sudden she said, let's do an enjoyment revolution. And I'm like, holy crap, let's
do that. Oh, yeah.
So the fundamental focusing is kind of my own little baby, and it's very little. And so it's all that I do and know and teach and bring forth in that piece. Well, I will be bringing into Enjoyment Revolution. And Chris, who works she's worked a lot on how the body and the brain and the scientific background of the energy work works. So she has, for those skeptics out there, the people who need to know the why. I don't need to know the why. I just give me an experience and I'm good. But some people need to know the why, and that's totally cool. And so she brings that experience, and she's a massage therapist and an energetic worker and a healer. And so together we've got some powwow stuff coming up.
Well, you know, I really want to have Chris on the show. And it's interesting because Tom and Gracias and Jared Kraminski, they've been co-host sponsors on the show for over a year. And they work that way, too. They work together. Jared's massage and Tom is kind of spiritual. It's an interesting way they put it together. Where does Chris live? Is she near you or is she in here in the States?
She's in Australia. We're going global.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. How did you meet her?
Through a program that we did online, and we just kind of caught up together, and we're in the same group, and we connected and vibed really well, and all of a sudden we started talking individually, and it just was so easy to just create. And so we've been creating since for about 6 months now, and it's just, I think the enjoyment revolution is something we've had deep within us that was just ready to bubble up. And together, by communicating and talking it out, it just came, and it's going to be amazing. It really is. We're excited, and we're creating a founders member for people who want to join in as a founder. And so the price is $30 per month because there's going to be, well, we're also sending energetic distant healing every month, all the time, like throughout the month. So there's energetic healing, there's interviews, there's content, there's real-time learning, there's on-demand content. If we see people need something in the Facebook, in the private group, in the membership, we'll be offering and creating as we go. And so it's $30 per month, but for our founders members until the end of February, we're offering $20 a month, and that's for every month. So that will never change. Even if our prices go up or whatever, a founder's members will stay at 20 a month. So even just for the distance healing, I mean, there's just we just want to give and do and get something back in a way that is a win-win for everyone. And here we are.
Okay.
Enjoy life.
It's fascinating because obviously you and I are Skyping today, so she could easily Skype. I have so many of my guests who Skype in from all over the world. We'll have to have her on the show. Have you each met each other personally, or are you just connected?
But I think she's planning a trip to Costa Rica in April, so it'll happen soon.
Oh, I'm sure. I absolutely. I know you two have to get together. Also, we have to hear from our sponsors, so we're going to do that right now. And when we come back with Janine, we're going to talk about if she has any regrets, things she'd like to do over, and what success means to Janine Riant. We'll be right back.
Are you living the life you always wanted? Is your relationship fulfilling or a constant roller coaster ride? Do you know how to chart your own path? If you are sick of struggling, overwhelmed, stressed, but desire balance, emotional freedom, and a purposeful life, then it's time to try something that really works. Dr. Casey's unique result-oriented emotional mastery technique will teach you how to be your own therapist while empowering you to be your best. Learn more at drsimoncasey.com. That's drsimoncasey.com. The Boy on Shady Grove Road explores a humble but adventurous childhood in rural Arkansas during the 1940s and 50s. Clyde McCulley's juvenile innocence and sense of wonder capture universal mysteries and dreams of childhood, while coming to terms with family, friends, and faith in the segregated South. With wit and heartfelt gratitude, The Boy on Shady Grove Road ponders the most basic questions while celebrating the warmth of belonging, the joys of freedom, and the simple pleasures of life. Available on Amazon and StoryNightPress.com.
January Jones wants you to grow your business fast, getting free PR, doing interviews with podcasters and internet radio shows. Grab your free copy of our audio how-to course called How to Build Your Business, Get More Email Subscribers, and Make More Money Free Doing Podcast and Internet Talk Radio Interviews. Grab your copy right now at realfasttalkradio.com. Again, that website is realfasttalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Real Fast January Jones Success Stories. Today we're sharing Janine Riant's success story, and she brings her gift of illuminating what you need to let go of in order to experience your authentic, vibrant self. She gives you the tools, support, and resources to fully embrace who you're meant to be in this lifetime. Janine believes that before you can have a successful relationship with a partner, your children, your career, your health, and yes, even your money, you must first have a compassionate relationship with yourself. Janine, when you look back on this amazing experience you have, do you have any regrets, or do you have any things you would like to have, like I call it a do-over?
No. It may sound cliche, but I think, and this is what I'm teaching my girls, and I'm hope there it's going not through the ears, but it's staying in, that everything is an experience. And if you would have asked me that 10 years ago, I probably would have said yes. But right now, I've just learned that everything we move through in life is an experience. And is it icky? Is it sticky? Is it good? Is it bad? Whatever that is for you, it's a learning moment. It's how do you move on from there? And so it took me a while to grasp the concept. As I said, if you would ask me 10 years ago, it wouldn't have been that answer. But once some of my layers were peeled off, I just kept peeling off some more, and the guilt and the shame disappeared, because that's the basis of regret. When you're into that shame, into that guilt, into that real space of judging yourself. And so we all usually, women, men do too, but women have a tendency to hold on to that guilt because society creates that idea in our minds. And so it doesn't have to be that way. And for me, there is no regret. It's just experience, and learn from the experience. Take what you love, leave what you don't want, and move on.
Oh, and that's so true. And I have found with my life experience that so many of the things that happened to me in my life that I thought were the worst things that could ever happen, and we're talking about serious stuff, we're talking about death, divorce, lots of bad things. Actually, when you get the perspective of looking back on it, a lot of these things are the things that make you who you are. They're the things that make you a survivor. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. I agree. It builds you up. It can build you down, but it's that inner place and that inner space that you decide to play in. And if you decide to play that it's going to build me up and I'm going to move through it, it doesn't mean ignoring it or stuffing it or snuffing it. It's moving through that piece, taking what you need and peeling off that layer, and then let's go find more. The good stuff.
Yeah. It's so true. You have to accept things in life that some things are just not that terrific. But you have to work your way through it. Now, you have two daughters. I have three daughters. And I have to say that it's been a wonderful experience raising three women who I'm thrilled to know and who I consider my friends. I think sometimes when you're the mom raising the daughters, you don't look down the road. And guess what happens once they become mothers? it's just terrific, because all of a sudden they realize what you did and what you went through, and it's a bond that's amazing. I enjoy it, and it's something I know you're looking forward to too.
Yes, so much. I'm even visualizing it. I know it is. I enjoy it. I enjoy the ride, and I know it's going to get better. They need to move through their independence and what they need to move through, but there will be a point when we will be having these conversations, and it'll be cool. It'll be cool. I'm excited for that.
Well, you know, I always say that your reward for not killing your children is your grandchildren. So you get these wonderful grandchildren, which are truly a miracle. Now, before we close off our show, let's just briefly talk about, what is the meaning of success for you today, Janine, as we speak?
For me, it's my passion. And I think for me, from experience, moving through that inner shift It is something that can be scary, and sometimes it can be overwhelming and confusing, and you don't know exactly how to move through it. But to me, that it doesn't have to be, and at least not for long. So to me, success is having someone, having a mentor, being in a community where high vibration continually flows, where you can, I don't know, change the way you do life, enjoy your life. That's success to me. Living in a motto where I'm going to be happy or else I don't do it, that's success to me. And living that and breathing that into that value. And so the definition of success from society is telling you it needs to look a certain way. It doesn't have to be that way. And I think we need to steer away more and more from what we were taught, maybe not everyone, but in that societal form, and master your heart, follow it. Because your heart won't steer you wrong. And for me, that's been my success. The connection to the heart and my inner self has guided me to Costa Rica, has guided me to shifts and changes, has guided me to Enjoyment Revolution. And it's my success. I measure success from the inwards. Inwardly.
Well, you know what I love? What I love is that the first word out of your mouth when I asked you about success was your passion. And I think that we have, on this show, we've shared so many success stories. And when people find their passion, and if their passion helps other people, they will be successful. It's just a given. And we love sharing stories like this. And thank you so much for being on the show today. And we look forward to having you back. And we'd love to have Chris come back with you, too.
For sure. Thank you. And I hope to see some of your people in the Enjoyment Revolution. That would be awesome.
I'm sure they'll sign up.
And thank you so much. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure. And I'm looking forward to what the future holds. And you have a lovely show. Thank you.
Well,
thank you for inspiring people.
Okay. To my wonderful listeners, we hope you've enjoyed our show today with Janine as much as I've enjoyed sharing her with you. My upcoming guests are all exciting, eclectic, and energizing, just like Janine. This is the show where you hear inspiring information that will help you to become successful too. We'd love to welcome you to our No Whining World. When you can, sign on to my website, januaryjones.com. We love sharing our stories, our struggles, and especially our secrets for success. Always remember my mantra, if you think it, then you can do it. So for now, my friends, stop whining, start smiling, and then you can go out and start sharing our show with everyone you know. And if that doesn't work, then you can just start eating chocolate, lots and lots of chocolate. Again, thank you to my guest today, Janine Riant. This is January Jones thanking you for joining me today on my journey and reminding you to take care and stay safe. As we close with music by Sorantos.
This is Sorantos, and you're listening to January Jones. This is Sorantos. I hope you enjoyed January Jones' latest episode.
We want to thank you for listening to January Jones Sharing Success Stories. Always remember Ms. Jones' personal mantra, if you can think it, you can do it. That's what all of our guests have done with their lives, and so can you. You are the ultimate success coach in your own life. All you need to do will be to start sharing your own story with your family and friends. We hope that our guest stories will encourage you to explore an equation in your future that will combine your creativity, plus connecting with others will enable you to be successful too. Always remember, your passion plus your purpose will equal prosperity as you explore the wonderful world of January Jones.